Is this live?
It says upcoming.
Hey, is this live?
It says upcoming.
Is it live? I think we're live. It should be live.
Not yet.
I think there's a 20-second delay. So is this live? Are we live? Wine, verify whether we are live.
We're still on delay. Oh, now it's live.
We are live. Hello. We are back. Hold on, before we get into all the unplanned stuff tonight, I have one planned thing to do. We are at block height 761,464, and the current Moscow time, a.k.a. sats per dollar, is 4,943, which means the Bitcoin price is at $20,230, according to Clark Moody's dashboard. What's up? Welcome, world. Welcome to... I don't know. What is it, Wine? The 3 YouTube listeners, the 12 anchor listeners, and the 4 people in spaces. You are the real MVP. Shouts out to you guys for the culture. I think me and Wine were kind of talking about it before we pressed the sned button, that we had a goal when Winekus and I took over for Bitcoin Kindergarten. And it was do whatever we can to get ourselves canceled and lose all the followers that we had. It seems like we are doing a good job because the bear market vibes has cleared out all the weak hands. And we only have some true BK hodlers, strong-handed BK hodlers. Anyways, Wine, as people can tell from YouTube, apparently, it's a very, very special holiday today. Do you want to explain to the people out there?
Yeah, this is a national ado day. And pretty much it's the holiest holiday on the meme-tard calendar. Hodl Adu was a member of the meme-tards. He still is. And on this day last year, November 2nd, 2021, he threatened to leave our group chat and take a break. So we all changed our profile pictures and usernames to Hodl Adu. And it pretty much got his attention, and he was back in like 10 minutes. So, what the hell is wrong with you guys? And we were just impersonating him for the whole day. And there's hilarious memes and screenshots about it. It's like a pretty niche thing, I guess, to be talking about.
Oh, you don't say. I think this is our audience here, Wine. I think this is all we do.
We always reminisce about that day, and then, Sean Stacken did the research, I think, and found out that it was November 2nd. So we put it in our calendars, and we've been looking forward to this day for a long time. So there's a lot of Hodl Adus out there today.
Really?
But everyone knows I'm the real one.
Wow. Well, there's two in here. I thought we were going to get more, but there's two Hodl Adus here.
Oh, they might be popping in. Hopefully. We'll see.
Is there a fake Toshi Adu, or what would Adu Toshi fake Adu? Adu fake?
Yeah. The one who's at is Hodl underscore Adu is the fake one.
Well, is Adu actually still on Twitter? I can't remember.
Yeah, he's on Twitter. Just if you go to one of like the 20 Bitcoin Twitter women out there and go to the replies or go to the replies, you'll see him under them complimenting.
Oh man, were you guys complimenting people today? Because I could have swore I saw an Adu complimenting a girl, and I was like, I literally shook my head on the other side of my Twitter app, and I was like, oh my god, Adu, sheesh.
We're complimenting, we're telling every girl on Twitter that their smile is beautiful.
And oh, I think that's what it was. I definitely saw a few. Your smile is beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, Adu's a legend. That was probably like one of the best meme tard editions of all time, honestly. I don't know who was the genius behind it, but it's incredible.
So how do I look? You like it?
Go on, Adu.
You look, Orange, you look so good. I'll be in your DMs really shortly.
Yeah, listen. Oh, yeah. That's called motherfucking blood.
Oh, man. All right. On to ado, though. Maybe the fake ado or the real ado, one of you guys can answer. Has he leaned into the simping meme? Because it seems like at first he was doing it by accident, and then he, I guess the fake ado wanted to leave. And then it kind of seemed like he was playing into it.
I mean, so we would definitely like troll him out for his simping ways. And he did like admit to us that we showed him the light and he thanked us a lot for it. He's like, I'm not a simp anymore, guys, but we always catch him still simping. So I don't know. I guess he's just aware and leans into it now.
Hold on. Apparently we got Copernicus giving us a proof of ado tag on Twitter. So let me get this for the YouTube viewers. Okay. He said proof of ado, as in ado. And oh my God. Okay, so let me get this in the nest for you guys so you guys can
see. I'll get
see
some
this.
Ado memes up in the nest.
Okay, yeah, get the ado memes. I will try to get this for the people in the nest. You guys can see some proof of ado. So for the YouTube listeners, for the Anchor podcast listeners, we have a post by Katie the Russian, and she is welcoming Jessica Hodler to Plan B Passport. And we have, what's this guy's name? Sat Sex and Snacks. It's time for Bitcoin. Says, y'all do this on purpose for No Nut November, huh? And how do I do? She's married with a kid. Maybe go simp somewhere else. Wow. Adu is the simp police now. Amazing. He has evolved. He has evolved.
The other one contacted me and says that he's the real Hodl of Adu.
Ooh. Wow.
But
well,
he's not here.
You have a choice for the real Adu. Oh, wait.
There's
you're
a lot
an
of
Adu.
Adus out there.
Wow. Who's the real Adu now? I can't tell.
This isn't some like racist thing I'm unaware of, is it?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
If you hate French Canadians, then maybe.
Maybe. Oh,
okay. Well, that's okay. That's different.
No, I think this is a pro woman meme. This is a feminist meme, I mm-hmm. believe. This is a pro life. No, wait, pro choice meme. I think.
All right. If it's pro-choice, I gotta get out of it. I don't like. I got a problem with them.
All right, let's see. We got some more ado memes.
Oh, they're coming in hot.
Coming in hot. So we got Hodl Ado, guys. If you guys can't tell, it's National Ado Day, apparently, and Twitter has been overtaken by a bunch of fake Hodl Ados. Be careful out there. I am the only real Hodl Ado. Apparently, they are everywhere. And the Hodl Ado memes are on fire on Twitter.
Amazing. I do want to keep talking about this, Opti, but I think we can move on to some more serious things.
What is there to talk about? We literally didn't plan anything.
I mean, We're both going to be on a lot of airplanes in the next couple weeks, right?
This is true. We are.
Where's Opti going?
On a lot of airplanes this week and next week. Okay, I think I covered all of these. Hold on. Dr. Ado featuring Snoop Dogg, still Ado. That's a good one. Okay, airplanes, yes. So your boy is traveling. Tomorrow, actually, right when I get off on BK, I'm going to have to break down all this gear. I will be in Miami over the weekend. I'll be staying over at Nico's grand humble abode, and I will be hanging out with Wine again in the flesh. Maybe even see the Hobo Hodler in the flesh. Some BK family out there, and yeah, we got to take care of some things. But I'll be gone until like Monday-ish. I'll be back for like 2 days. And then on Wednesday, that's the thing. I don't know. I might be on a plane next Wednesday. So I'm not sure if we will have a BK next week. I might have to take a rain check on that one. I will be flying to Santa Monica. I am going to be doing my first official influencer duties at the Pacific Bitcoin Conference. I am doing some kind of presentation. We're doing a live Simply Bitcoin at the Swan Dome. And yeah, apparently I'm metamorphizing, if that's even a word. I'm evolving into an influencer this next week. And then I might go down home and chill out for a little bit at my parents' house and say hello to them because they are in California. So I don't know. I don't know when I'll be back in the great state of Texas again, but your boy's doing some traveling. But Wine, where are you going? Are we going to continue the show while you go on your travels?
I've been doing the show the last, 2 years as I've been traveling. I've done it from rinky-dink little villages, shacks, and remote towns, so I think I can handle it, unless I'm going to be in some really, really remote places where internet doesn't exist, and then possibly not, but that's pretty rare these days. And yeah, dude, I mean, forget me for right now. Let's talk about you being an influencer.
Hold on. Wait, you need to...
Go on.
Where are you going to be? Yeah, where are you going to be?
This upcoming week, I'll be starting in Peru, and it's a huge country, lots to explore, lots of history, indigenous people, and incredible food.
That's why you're going for the history, right?
Possibly. Not the history.
Possibly.
It's the food and the hiking, I would say. Really good hike, and maybe surf, if I can handle surfing in a wetsuit. We'll see.
It's definitely different.
Yeah, we'll see about that one. But Peru is pretty incredible. And I don't know, maybe from there I'll kick off a journey through South America. So if any South American plebs are listening, holler at me.
Holler at your boy. But
pretty much the thesis of this travel is cheap and fun. And I love taking advantage of countries that are going through hyperinflationary events like Argentina and stuff like that. So that'll be cool to see. And
going to Argentina through Peru?
It's on the back of my mind. Definitely Argentina and some other spots down there. Argentina is like Bitcoiner heaven, in my opinion, because there's incredible steak and it's cheap as fuck. So, and there's a lot of Bitcoiners out there from what I understand. So that, like, I'm pretty excited for Argentina. You got also Patagonia, like the South Pole, which is incredible. And yeah, man, it's going to be awesome.
Okay.
I think this trip, though, I'm going to have like a little more Bitcoin intent in it. So I do want to try to really make an effort on orange pilling, maybe even like giving out Bitcoin to people, giving out sats, and try to onboard people or meet other Bitcoiners. I think I'll make a little more of an effort on that end.
You going to be making content down there, bro? You content creating?
I'm usually like heavily against content creating when I'm traveling, because it takes me out of like the moment, the zone, the appreciative zone, because then I'm thinking about content. But I don't know. We'll see. I have a lot of time on my hands, so.
Well, I mean, I know I am becoming an influencer, but if you know that Wine is an influencer's influencer. He's the Geppetto of influencers. And he's slowly but surely trying to build that clout. Don't let him fool you.
Dude, I will rug pull my account right now. Don't say such thing. Listen, I've always said that you're my favorite influencer of all time. And it's about time, you know, you're going to be at Swan telling people what to do. You know,
I think it's a dream come true for you, if we're being honest here. Honestly, if I get some biddies out of it, like it might just be a dream come true.
What if I told you, yo, Opti, in a year or two, you're on like a Matt Odell, Marty Bent trajectory in terms of like notoriety or what's recognizability.
Well,
how would you feel?
Honestly, right now, kind of weird about it, but hey, you know, proof of work and all that. If I do provide enough value where I'm on that kind of trajectory, then hey, so be it. Then it is what it is, and everyone can take a look at my my ugly face for a little bit longer, and we'll continue to put out content. And hey, why? If I am becoming on the precipice of becoming an influencer, what's that going to do for a little BK, bro? I think we might just have to keep this thing running because it might turn into something if we continue going down the path of you being an influencer's influencer and me being an actual influencer. You know, I've already gotten lynched as an influencer already. So what? How much worse could it get? I might as well just full snet it. You know what I mean?
I can show boobs maybe too.
Wow, snet bobs. Ooh.
I think that's the real test, you know. The real test where you know you made it as an influencer is if you got your first groupie.
Yes. Well, hey, my DMs are not open, but I will open them up if you guys want to sned some bobs.
Amazing. The BK DMs are open.
Did the Adus have bobs? I guess, yeah.
No.
Too bad.
Well, actually, I don't know. There is a lot of fat Bitcoiners out there, so he might have bobs. Unsure.
Somebody needs to make a parody account, like Fake In Shape Bitcoin or something like that.
Fake In Shape Bitcoiner. So what, it's like a fat person?
It's like a fat person that swears they're not fat and they're in shape.
Oh, so like 90% of Bitcoin Twitter?
Yeah, but I don't know. What's a good name for that?
Bitcoin like Twitter personified?
Like Fake Fit LARPer Fat Bitcoiner.
I think you're onto something, Wine.
Yeah, how do we simplify that?
Have no clue, but Adu is here. So I'm sure we'll find something. Uh-oh, Tucson in the building. Shouts out Tucson. My boy. Actually, Tucson, I haven't done what I said I was going to do this morning. Your boy's been busy all day. I'll hopefully handle it by tomorrow. Yo,
did I see a Kaboom Racks ad read the other day?
Hey, yo, boys.
That one caught me off guard.
Let's go. Kaboom Racks, the best place to buy your racks at.
I have an Ask Me About My Racks shirt.
I think I have two. I used to have Rack 'em Out shirt and Ask Me About My Racks. Oh, no, I have an Ask Me About My Racks, and I have a Get High on My Hash shirt. I used to have the Rack 'em Out shirt, but I am pretty sure this girl stole it from me. This harlot stole it from me, and I'm pretty bummed about it.
Harlot?
Yes.
What's a harlot?
Google it.
A whore.
A slattern.
Tucson, this will make you feel happy. Or just not feel, make you happy. I wore my Kaboom Rack shirt the other day and I got a compliment. That color looks good on you.
Oh, wow. Was he hitting on you, Wine?
Not a he. Actually, didn't tell me their pronouns.
Okay. Well,
it might have been my mom. I don't know.
Oh my God, you're so dumb.
I can't remember now.
Well, since we are talking about being Tucson's favorite e-girl and marketing Kaboom Rack shirts, can we get an update on your calves?
My calves? I've been working, honestly, since I got brought back down to earth. I lug around a 50-pound kettlebell everywhere I go and just squat whenever I can.
So you are coming back as the best calves in Bitcoin, or are you still not the best calves
in
Bitcoin?
Bear market, bro. We're stacking. That was the bull when you saw me.
The bull market makes your calves weak?
The bull's when it's nice and puffy, but the bear you gotta build, you know?
You're so dumb. Okay, hold on. getting some friends up here. We got rope in this bitch. All right.
Are you guys live right now?
We are live.
Is this live?
It is live, yeah.
Are we live?
Wine usually does a little more preparation for these, but I had to prepare for it 3 minutes before, which means we have nothing to talk about today. But hey,
dude, we're already 20 minutes in. We're
professionals at this.
Yeah, it's just like podcast talk, you know?
Podcast talk. I just told everyone about my lipstick and I would show boobs, bobs, or whatever. That's
dude,
a lot for me.
Wine, I think we've made it. We've been asking for bobs. We've been asking for bobs for 2 years, and I think we finally got it. I think I don't even need the influencer clout to get my bobs snedded to me. So I think we got the
Sandra
BK.
Our first BK groupie.
BK bobs. Let's go.
Do you want to be anointed that, Sandra?
I'm simping, man, for the BTC kindergarten.
Hold on. I got
Let's
it.
Let's go.
I got it for you in here somewhere in my.
I am simping.
Perfect.
Oh, and of course it's Becca, right?
Of course.
I am simping.
All right, Tucson, your hand is up. What's up, good sir?
I think a good topic to bring up is the midterms coming up and how
all of Dennis
Porter's hard work is really going to pay off for us.
Yes. Can confirm. He's done change the world.
I didn't vote, so you have to.
That's actually, I think that meme's evolved even better now, Wine.
Dude, I'm crushing it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Tucson, since you brought up this super hideous thing that's happening in a few days, can we get like a throwback Toxic Airwaves S rant about how voting is highly regarded?
Especially for the midterms.
Especially.
Nah, I mean, I don't know why the midterms would be even more regarded. It's all equally dumb, but who's Hodl Adu? I don't get this, but
I'm the real Hodl Adu.
So Stoney had a really good tweet. I've seen this float around for a while, but it's I've been sending it to all this picture that he posted to all these morons that are texting me trying to get to vote. But it says, "I care not what puppet is placed upon the throne of England to rule the empire on which the sun never sets. The man who controls Britain's money supply controls the British Empire, and I control the British money supply." And that's Nathan Rothschild.
If you know, you know.
But yeah, so essentially, you know, voting and, you know, whichever politician, you know, you write on a wish list of who you want to steal from you for a period of time is pretty useless when they control the money. And so going out there using Bitcoin, I mean, like the whole HODL meme is, you know, cool and all, like, sure, you know, you need a savings mechanism in your life, but we need to get this money circulating somehow, you know, if we're going to just displace these idiots.
Just be patient. We'll get there.
Absolute bars. Diogenes the Great says in the YouTube chat, "I try to sell my vote. No one ever buys it, proving that the value is still zero." This guy gets
it. I tried that last time, and then somebody's like, "You know, that's illegal."
Yeah, you should tell POTUS that.
Well, actually, it is illegal. Don't get caught doing it. It's very bad.
Yes, no, we did not condone illegal stuff. Yes, HODL Adu.
Who is this imposter Adu?
Imposter Adu.
Je m'appelle HODL Adu. I'm French Quebecie. HODL Adu, yes, this is the real HODL Adu. Bonjour.
Dude, what are you doing here? I am the real Adu.
No, I'm the real HODL Adu. You are imposter.
Dude, I'm the real HODL Adu. I've been in your mom's DMs the whole night.
Nor I've been your DMs, mom's DMs. I will pleasure your mom nicely.
Your mom already sent me bobs.
Take that back.
I'ma do.
Good morning.
Fake Hodo-a-do or real Hodo-a-do. Can we get a good morning on here? A French version? No?
Bonjour, Ruth Gifaki.
If you know, you know.
Do you still do that daily in Chateau? Or where is it? Chateau, yeah.
Adu is not invited to Chateau.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, good.
I'm only meme tard.
Is Opti still in Chateau?
I am. I just, I can't keep up with all the group texts, guys. I'll jump in every once in a while.
Is Chateau also known as the Regard chat? Or is that a different one?
We
got a thumbs up by Rope. It is definitely the most regarded chat by far.
I couldn't handle staying in the Chateau for more than like a week. It was a lot.
It is a lot.
Somehow I snuck out there.
It's a special breed of regards.
Yeah.
I'm going to add you back in, Wadikis.
I'm about to add Wadikis back in today.
Oh, you done fucked up.
Nah.
He'll get out. Wine is too under the radar that he can just sneak out. No one cares.
Dude, you know how under the radar I am? I have less followers than Dennis Porter.
Yeah, you're an influencer, bro. You play the behind the scenes. You might be the best producer in the game. No one will know because that's how behind the scenes you are.
I fake LARPed one time when I hit 1,000 followers and I was telling everyone, I'm going to rug my account at 1,000. Didn't do it.
Is this what you're doing right now? You're fake LARPing your rug pull?
Dude, every Bitcoiner is a fake LARP in some capacity, right?
No, I'm the real HODL-DO.
No, I'm HODL-DO.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Well, Wine, we had a pretty solid show last week with June. That shit was lit. I'm sure.
We're really following it up here.
Really following it up here, bro. We got a really good noise channel, our noise show for everyone. I think last week was very high signal. This week, honestly, to be completely transparent with you guys, I hit up Wine at like 7:30. I'm like, wait, are we even doing a BK tonight? Because usually Wine has this stuff all prepared for us. And he called me back like, I don't know, 10 minutes before showtime. He's like, oh, yeah, I've been off of my computer all week. It was in the shop getting fixed. Yeah, that's I guess we could still do it.
Wow. People like actually take their computers to an actual computer shop.
Freaking Apple.
Well, what am I thinking? The whole Hunter Biden thing. Never mind. All right.
Yeah, my MacBook was in the Apple repair.
Shout out to Hunter Biden.
Shouts
out. What's your computer password?
Tucson votes daily.
HODL-DO 69.
Yes. I think we all vote daily, Wine, with our money.
That means you spend it?
Well, it doesn't have to. I convert fake Ponzi dollars into Bitcoin to vote.
Opti, talk to me about how awesome that Simply Bitcoin blog has been lately.
Oh my God. Look at this guy. He is the influencer's influencer over here.
What? Who?
Oh my goodness. This guy has no shame. Stay humble and stack sats. But yes, we can shill it. Guys, we once had a sponsor by the name of Simply Bitcoin on Bitcoin Kindergarten. When we once had an audience over here, when we once were educating people, we were getting some snats by our boys over at Simply Bitcoin. And now the men and the crew and the machine behind Simply Bitcoin has been dropping hot fire on simplybitcoin.news, which is the Substack for Simply Bitcoin. And they just continuously drop absolute bombs every single day. There are some very illustrious writers over there. I don't know if I should name their names because they like to keep it low key. But one of them is Winikus, and he's been dropping hot fire. He's been giving you guys the content that you cannot find anywhere else. Was that a good one?
I guess. Nobody will never know which ones I write, though, so you're going to have to read them all.
You'll never know which one Wine writes. Just look for a fucking Pepe.
Okay, look for a Pepe and the word meme in every article.
Or guys, look. Hold on, Senator. Hold on. Let me get this one out, and then you're jumping in. Or look for the really highly regarded article about how to be a fucking degenerate.
There is an article on taking out a shitload of credit cards, Ed, if you want more Bitcoin.
Wine is telling you how to be a mini Michael Saylor on one of those articles.
Listen, Michael Saylor gets to borrow money from places, and you can too.
You can too. Oh my goodness. Well, Wine, yes, I am really enjoying your writing. I think.
Do you actually read it, Opti?
Dude, I have to read them every single morning when you guys give me something. I am the editor, and I have to do a thumbnail for them, so I need to get the vibes, bro. I don't look at them. I read them. I ensure that they're good. I'm a quality control. Why do you think I always tell you, I don't know about this one.
Dude, they got you doing too much work over there.
Your boy is putting... in the
BK
work.
Quality has been completely degrading, Opti.
Well, honestly, I don't even think about BK at all. I just show up. I'm a diva like that. I don't do the work. Dude. I don't do the work, so you have to, Wine. I picked up some things along the way working with you on BK.
Yeah, I get it.
I've been
only is simply detracting you from BK, it's also taking me away from BK.
Hey, dude, we gotta fund these sats somehow, bro. All we really gotta do is show up for BK and reach out to a few friends here. Did BK ever have quality? Let's go.
Somebody the other day was like, as a joke, I tweeted, "Hey, Sailor, want to come on the show?" And then somebody tweeted like, "Look at these thirsty guys like seeking, trying to stay relevant." And then I commented,
"Let me guess,
there, like,
was it a triple elite meme crew guy?"
Triple elite memes.
It had pronouns in the bio. I mean, TEM in the bio. Oh my god, who would have guessed that one?
And I
couldn't
was like,
see
bro,
that coming.
You're implying that we were once relevant at some point.
Well, to be honest, Wine, I think that's just a testament to what we've been doing over here on Kindergarten. We are so infamous that people think we are being thirsty bitches because we just talk shit every fucking week here on BK.
Dude, we're crushing it. 12 listeners in the spaces. Let's go.
Let's go. Remember when we used to have like 50 plus people in here? We had like, I don't know what, a solid 40 viewers on YouTube. We were fucking big
time,
bro.
The first spaces we ever launched had like 400 people.
No, it didn't, did it?
Yeah, because Laser Hoddle came in and he's like, "I think that my theory about something," and then, I don't know, a lot of people came in.
Wow.
White supremacy, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm sorry, never mind.
Hey.
Monetary frame.
Hey, yo, Joe Byron.
How funny is it going to be the next bull run? Like the personalities that just come out of nowhere. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, this one random guy named Winikus, he's going to be an influencer, dude. Like, who the fuck is
definitely
this guy?
Not. Do you want me to be an influencer?
I mean, I'm taking my boys with me. If I'm an influencer, then you're going to get some clout.
Wine is my favorite.
What?
Oh my. Yo, Wine. Yeah, these ZBD comments are killing me right now. These are.
I haven't seen them.
Oh my goodness, yo, we're rolling in the sats today, dude. We are rich. We really are bitches. Wow, let's go. Shouts out to Opti's neglected left crusty elbow. Yes, I can use some lotion on my elbows. In full transparency. And he says, Opti censors too much. Opti needs to read and look at memes less. Just snet it. Yes, Opti's neglected lefty crust elbows. I apologize that I can't snet all your prawn memes on YouTube because we are trying to maintain the YouTube channel. And as hilarious as it would be to nuke the channel, that's what we're doing over here on Bitcoin Kindergarten. Bitcoin Kindergarten is the channel that we nuke, and we are trying to maintain the channel that we've built over there on Simply. So,
Opti, I have a
stop
juicy
sending top. Prawn memes to me. I can't put them on YouTube. All right, go on.
I have a juicy topic that we can discuss since this is BK.
Oh, go on.
I did notice that there was a collaboration a couple days ago.
There was a collaboration.
BK and Pleb Underground. I would love to know
BK,
how that.
BK and Pleb Underground?
Sorry, Simply Bitcoin and Pleb Underground. How did that come about?
Well, you know, I kind of had the idea of let's reach out to Phil and Pleb Underground. You know, like.
You're the genius behind it?
Yeah, bro. You know, I still love Phil. I still
Opti the peacemaker.
I've always been the peacemaker. I try, you know, I had some flashbacks about my parents being divorced, and I feel like there's been enough water under the bridge at this point where maybe we can all be amicable and continue to spread the Bitcoin signal. I mean, I really do believe in the idea of, you know, I don't communicate in such a way for everyone, but we can all do our part and our little part to try to orange pill people, and we can hit people from different angles. And it was a good show, man. It was fun. It felt like some good old times. It was high energy. We put on a fucking show, and hopefully we help Pleb Underground show some of their numbers up. So hopefully they got a little boost.
I loved it.
Oh, thank you, Rope. But yeah, man, it was you know,
so it wasn't an engagement stunt, was
wow,
it?
Wow, are you saying we were thirsty bitches? Holy 100%. Shit. 100%. It was 100% being a thirsty bitch. Obviously, it's good PR.
Let's shock the airwaves with a little collab here.
Opti's like, yeah, I came up with the idea. It was all me.
We wanted to boost their numbers up. Right. I mean, our numbers. Yeah. I mean, their numbers.
Oh, man, these comments coming in. I mean, dude, to be honest, though, it's like bury the hatchet. It is what it is. We're doing pretty well. And, it, you know, like, I think there's been enough time in between the whole madness that no one's really, like, mad at each other anymore. At least I hope not. So hopefully it is water under the bridge and all that good stuff. I mean, I'm not going to say that the Bitcoin plebs that threw me under the bus will be friends again, but all I'm saying is, hey, you know, I realize that we're all on the mission, and we're trying to take the high road here and be honorable and just spread that signal, man. And hey, it is what it is, you know?
Whole team
eats, bro. What was that?
Whole team eats.
Hey, dude, if I can eat, y'all can eat. The whole squad's going to eat. As my mother always said, if one can eat, two can eat. If two can eat, four can eat. If four can eat, eight can eat. So, you know, we're bringing the whole squad with us, boys. Like, I really do believe it. Yeah, bards, wisdom.
Extremely Mexican thing to say, bro. I've been locked up with you people.
Hey, bro.
And if one of y'all, literally every single one of them, they can have a honey bun and they cut that bitch up into 20 squares. Not bullshit. It was the most heartwarming thing I'd ever seen. None of them speak English, but if I give them one honey bun out of my commissary, they literally split it between all of them. I was like, wow, that's dope.
Okay, all right. Well, first and foremost, yes, Rope. I am a Mexican, and is a Mexican confirmed. Thing. Mexican confirmed.
Me too.
Hashtag I am a beaner. Yes, I get it.
Yo, this is a Mexican show, Opti.
I know, dude. Wow, this is a
Win Telemundo sponsorship.
Seriously, this is the biggest Mexican show.
Dude,
in
we
the
are
Bitcoin
the biggest
space.
Mexican Bitcoin show in the space. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. When are we going to get that Telemundo sponsorship? When are we going to get the big booty Latinas from the Weather Channel to be to be our hot babe for Bitcoin kindergarten? Hopefully soon.
Bro. Big booty Latinas reading the numbers on Simply Bitcoin.
Oh, that'd be lit. Yeah, I'm gonna bring I will bring that idea to Nico.
Yeah, it's like, and now the weather.
And, she, tell him,
and now the numbers. Never, and she turns around and she's got a big old donk.
Never face the camera.
With the daily memes.
Honestly, not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea.
It's a scorcher out there. We have a downpour of memes. So, Leona's right and left in this region.
We are at block height of two big old boobies and a big old donk. This is where we at, boys and girls. All right, so hold on.
Look at that big ass. Look at that big juicy booty.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. Yeah. I'm so rude to interrupt. What is a donk? I don't know what that is.
Oh, a big old
donk. She got a donk.
Hey, she got a donk on her.
You mean like a big butt or
a butt? Yeah, a big old donk.
Yeah.
You know that thing is sitting on right now? That's a donk.
You know,
we're educating her today.
You gonna learn today.
Don't drop that donk a donk.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, people are asking, I guess I gotta rehash this. Oh my goodness. Diogenes and Opti's neglected left crusty elbows.
So who fought with who, Opti? And then who made up with who? And
yeah,
then
so
what happened?
Diogenes wants to know. I still don't know why the plebs broke up. Opti's neglected left crusty elbow says, rehash the beef for us. Some of us missed that fight. Okay, guys. So as you guys are all obviously aware, Simply Bitcoin broke up, what, 2, 3, 4 months ago or something? And, I mean, the way that we the official announcement was just a difference in opinions. Obviously, I think the proof of work is in the pudding, and the ideas of what we wanted to do are definitely showing of, you know, the idea that we had. But to rehash, I mean, originally when I was brought on Simply Bitcoin, I was brought on to do the Twitter. I was 100% okay with just running the Twitter account and never showing my face. And that's what I was going to do. I came on the team to blow up the Twitter so that we can blow up the YouTube channel so that, yes, it was all somehow, some way, it was all Opti's fault. No, so apparently, I don't know, there was some built up animosity on Phil's end towards Nico. He didn't feel like he was being appreciated. Me and Nico were pushing really hard to blow Simply Bitcoin up to be the biggest Bitcoin only Bitcoin pleb media channel. And we essentially, that day that everything blew up, we asked Phil if he would put in some more work so that we can continue to blow up Simply, because we were all swamped. And, you know, like, Phil blew up on us, and he went on Twitter 15 minutes after and was like, yo, I'm done. And, you know, it was Twitter official, so we couldn't do anything, and we just kind of had to scramble and try to make it work. But it was just a difference in opinion. You know, Phil wanted to have fun and just do the podcast, and we were pushing to continue to do all kinds of other content. Like, we wanted to do the news, the Substack, which we're doing now. We wanted to add more clips. We wanted to do more shorts. We have Instagram and TikTok working. We're really trying to make Simply Bitcoin into one of the biggest Bitcoin media companies and do it independently and do it as best as we can, because as much as I love the boys over at Bitcoin Magazine, we consider them to be, you know, our frenemies and our competition. We wanted to do it right. And when I joined the team, I thought we were doing I thought we were all on the same page of we're going to blow this up. We're all going to work our ass off and ensure that Simply Bitcoin becomes the biggest media company. And I think that Nico and I are on that mission now. And we've built a solid team around us to continue to push that mission. And I think all we really need to do is just continue to survive in this bear market, continue to put in the work. And once 2024 comes around, once this next bull run comes around, I think we've built out a solid media infrastructure where we're going to fucking be putting out some solid ass shit. And we're going to be doing what we said we wanted to do from the beginning. And, you know, we got Wine writing for us. We got my boy Zach writing for us. We got Rustin writing for us. And we're putting out clips on YouTube. We got shorts and we're just trying to literally, I don't want to say be an influencer, but we're trying to hack the algos so that we can continue to push all this signal on YouTube. And if we just work our fucking asses off, then it's been working out. And the real problem was, you know, like we just went to Phil, like, yo, Phil, let's put in a little more work. And he just was okay with doing the show. And now he went and, you know, did Pleb Underground and does his own thing. And he's got Pirate and Walton and them around, and they're building a collective of Bitcoin plebs and trying to do the same thing. So I really do believe that we're all just hitting the Bitcoin signal, as I like to call it, the principled Bitcoin signal in every way possible. I think Yellow said some meme. I didn't get the reference, but he said something like, we're the Avengers to their the boys or something. I don't know what the reference is, but apparently, like, we are the PG. We're trying to fly under the radar so that we can build our platform as big as possible and still continue to orange pill as many people as possible. I really do feel like if I'm on my cocky yay shit, like, I really do feel like Simply Bitcoin's got the best show, period, on Bitcoin-only content. And we're entertaining and charismatic enough where I think we might be able to transcend into the mainstream consciousness. And it's kind of one of those things, like, we'd like to be one of the first nets to get people into the space. We will continue to give you guys the news. But if we can rival all the shitcoin channels, maybe we can save some people from getting fucking absolutely wrecked and fleeced by all these shitcoin YouTube channels. And if we do it well enough, we can transcend out of the little Bitcoin space, because I think all Bitcoin content creators have one fundamental problem right now, and it's being pigeonholed as Bitcoin content. And
boomer coin.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but like, there's a certain stigmatism as a Bitcoin content creator, as even talking about Bitcoin. Everyone makes up their mind about Bitcoin up front. You know, they have their own preconceptions about Bitcoin. And I say it all the time, you know, Bitcoin is for everyone. And if we can figure out the messaging, and this is why I've been going so hard on this lately, of like, look, guys, I really love shitposting with my friends, and I really, you know, I love to have fun and just have inside jokes with everyone. But if I'm being very serious about the Bitcoin messaging, like, I am doing whatever I can and is as authentic and genuine to who I am and what I'm about, but push that signal so it gets outside of our echo chamber, because we're not really doing any of ourselves justice if we're just memeing ourselves and memeing our echo chamber. And like, while there's a time and a place to do that, if we really are trying to spread this message far and wide, we got to do whatever we can to transcend like normie consciousness and the normie narratives. And so, like, I'm about to do TikTok shit for Simply Bitcoin so that I can continue to push the Bitcoin content, because I really want to get Bitcoin to as many eyes as possible, because I legitimately believe that Bitcoin can help people, that Bitcoin is here to fix the money. It will fix the world. And I want people to see that. And if I have to fucking chuck and jive on TikTok to make sure that people get the signal, like, I will do that for the media company, because I really do believe in Simply Bitcoin. I wouldn't have dropped everything in my life for Simply Bitcoin. For the original idea that I thought Simply Bitcoin stood for was to be entertaining, to have as much fun with your friend, but also get that message as far and as wide as possible. And I think we're doing that. Like, we got Wine writing culture stuff. It obviously, it's all meme focused, and he has his audience that I think it's definitely resonating with all the Bitcoiners out there because it's got Pepes and it's all about memes. And then we got Zach, who is, in my opinion, one of my favorite writers on Bitcoin Twitter. And he is just on that militant Bitcoin vibe, which I absolutely love. And I really do feel that he is one of the best writers, and I want people to read his work. If you guys haven't read 21 Million is Non-Negotiable, I highly recommend it. And that's not even on the Simply Bitcoin Substack yet. Like, I want it to be on there, but he's been working on all kinds of other stuff that he's interested in, and I'm endorsing everything he's writing. And then we got Rustin, who he is able to, I don't know how he does it, but he's able to dig deep in history, and he's got more of that geopolitical macro view of what's going on around Bitcoin. So we have a very, very solid substance going on our Substack, and I think we're just trying to hit the message in every way possible. And if I say the same thing about our YouTube channel, we got minute shorts over there so that we got that like TikTok vibe going, so that, you know, if you just want to scroll through a couple minute clips and get the signal, we got that for you. If you don't have enough time to sit through an hour of the Simply Bitcoin show, our bread and butter, we got clips on there. And now we're adding the Simply Bitcoin IRL series, which is like interviews. And so it's more like a podcast vibe, and those are hitting off. So we're really just breaking our ass. Like, I don't know if you guys are watching, but I did like four shows today. Like, Nico's been doing like 2, 3, 4 shows a day. We're just breaking our ass to try to get as much signal out there, because I say it all the time, I really do believe in the idea of like proof of work, guys. Bitcoin is amazing. Like, if you put in the work, if you're on message, if you have a message that transcends, you know, just our small inside group echo chamber, then people respond to that and you build a following and then figure out a way to use them skills to push Bitcoin and make money doing shit you like. Like, what's wrong with making money? I don't understand all these commies in Bitcoin that tell you you shouldn't make money. Like, I likes money. This is why I'm here, is to make money. I likes the best money in the world. It's called Bitcoin. And if I can talk about Bitcoin for the rest of my life, like, holy shit, that shit's crazy. If I have to whore myself out for Simply Bitcoin, I will do it. And apparently I am on the verge of trying to transcend the pleb community. I don't know if transcends the right word, but I have 1 foot in being like a Bitcoin pleb, and now apparently I am traversing the influencer landscape. And it's like, okay, hey, I guess I'm just the right guy at the right time. But I legitimately just believe in Bitcoin and believe in the idea that proof of work is a life philosophy, and just put in the fucking work and life will reward you. It's as simple as that. It wasn't that simple, but
that was a long explanation on how there was beef started, but
Cope.
Hey, I already told you the beef's part. The beef
Diogenes has a good recommendation, though. He says, do some OnlyFans, Opti. This is the way.
If you guys want to see my dick, send me sats. I will have a certain price. I don't know what the OnlyFans price is, but I will double that, and I will sned cucumber pics to your DMs.
Yo, Greg Boss has a price.
You whore.
I've heard it.
That's like $10, Optimus.
For TikTok? I mean, OnlyFans?
No. Yeah, I mean, it's a monthly subscription service.
You don't have to show your dick. I don't know why that was the first thing that you thought of.
I mean, isn't that what they do? OnlyFans is all nudes, right? Sned nudes.
No, you just, it's like Patreon, bro. You just make your own page and charge for it. Just happens to be that porn is the highest seller.
See, Bate gets it over here. The eyeballs and the attention are on TikTok and the YouTube shorts.
It's the only way that Optimus uses OnlyFans, so it makes sense he thinks that.
I just take pictures of my butthole on OnlyFans, and you guys can put them on people's eyeballs. Let me see.
I got a good dad joke. Okay, you're going to love it, okay? It's like 2 seconds.
Here we go.
Okay, so here we go. This is a good one. So why should everyone run their own Bitcoin node?
Wow, a Bitcoin dad joke. Why?
Go on.
Cash invalidation.
What?
What validation?
C-A-C-H-E? Cash in.
Hold on. I think I got something for you over here. Hold on.
Not going to say I can get it.
Where is it? Hey!
No bobs for any of you.
Oh, no bobs. Wow. Well, there goes our groupie.
Oh, jeez.
Apparently, Wine, they're having trouble with the ZBD QR code.
Are they?
At least Rope is. They were coming in a minute ago.
Rope, don't be cheap on us.
Bro, I'm fucking... All right, I'm just trying to scam you from some sacks, bro. I'm sorry.
Brokey confirmed.
Keep on this. Never mind.
Yeah, hey, keep it somewhat PG on this show, Rope. Sheesh. There you go. Sned Sats, Rope.
What the fuck? What am I
gonna do? All right, well, Wine, we are at 52 minutes. Apparently, we can ramble for an hour over here on Bitcoin Kindergarten. It's almost like we're professionals.
Pretty incredible, isn't it?
It's pretty incredible that we can not have anything planned and still go for an hour and still have friends.
News. It's just, there's always news.
HODL ADU Day is the biggest news of the week.
Of the year.
Of the year. Of the century. Anyways, I have the poll. It's been up on here on the screen for, I don't know, like 20 minutes. Obviously, this is scientifically proven. Trust the experts with 22 votes. Are we so early? 81.8% said we're so early. And 18.2% said not that early. So, looks like the Pareto principle playing out in real time with 22 participants. We only have to times that by like 1,000 to get a real statistical, valid response. But hey.
Opti, we're so early. It's ridiculous.
Dude, we're so early, bro. So early.
Nobody gets Bitcoin.
Nobody.
Just this little weird pocket of the internet.
Just a bunch of nerds on the internet.
We kind of all know who each other are at this point.
I think we legitimately all know who we are.
Like, if you want to be known on Bitcoin Twitter, you pretty much are.
Yes.
I wasn't known until I started making memes.
Known until I put the mask on.
I didn't have a name until memes put me on the map.
Bars. Look at you guys could be like Rope.
If it wasn't for memes, I wouldn't be here.
That's right.
Big old facts.
I started my meme studio out of my mama's basement. And look where I am now.
Still in my mom's basement.
Nah, bro, you got it wrong. I started my meme studio in my halfway house.
Bro, I started my meme studio in my head.
Wow. It does all start in the mind, Winekiss. That is some wisdom.
Yeah.
Well,
I need to find some fake professions when I meet people now in this next trip.
What, meme studio? It doesn't hit anymore?
It's like good, but it's not that good. I need to like take it to. First, I used to say I make memes.
Then I picked it up. That don't get you no bitches.
I said I make memes. Then I picked it up a notch and I said I own a meme studio. But I need something better, you know?
You should say you're like a freelance.
No, freelance like implies poor.
Well, you are poor. That's the point.
But you don't have to let people know that.
just tell people you're an entrepreneur. Bad. That means you have no job.
No, that's also bad.
The biggest flex is being unvaxxed right now.
Bars.
Durr.
Do you understand that?
Hey, why?
Just tell people you're a lawyer.
A lawyer, yeah. I don't know. Wine does. He got a haircut. He might look definitely like lawyer. Not. He might look like lawyer.
I could pass as a lawyer now.
Wow.
I mean, they'll hate that's you. Like, so much, they won't even get to the port. You know what I mean? They'll just be like, ugh.
Wow. Lawyers would never do what I do. So
you do the dirty work.
Yeah, I'm a garbage man.
Hold on, Mr. Robot says hammock tester.
I run a hammock laboratory.
That's pretty good. That's on brand. All right. Well, Wine, hold on. Do I play one of these segments? We are almost at an hour. Hold on, I got one. You're on the spot.
And now, your Wines Wednesday dating tips, weekly dose of alpha sauce. What is this week's tip, Wine?
Well, it is a due day, I must say.
Yeah, it is a due. It wouldn't be fitting if you didn't do Wednesday's alpha sauce, considering it is a due. It do be a due day.
And I do happen to have a dating tip for y'all.
Okay.
And I think it is to aggressively slide into as many DMs as possible and
re-clarify for aggressively, because we don't want any liability claims here. What do you mean by aggressively slide into DMs?
I just mean from a number standpoint, you know, like in a due fashion, you should spray and pray, you know.
Well, honestly, Wine, I know you just pulled that one out your ass, but there is.
It's not my tip. That's an ado tip.
Well, okay. I will double down on it, and I will agree that that is actually a very good dating tip, because I know there's a lot of people out there. I know a lot of you Bitcoiners really do want a girlfriend, and you're trying not to get finessed. And so the tip is actually a viable tip. Getting a good girl is a numbers game, guys. Do not get disheartened by the rejection by the one girl you're so in love with, because you know she's.
Is this Opti's dating tip?
No, this is you, bro. I am just elaborating because
we're clipping it now.
There was some actual sauce there. It's a numbers game. Approach.
Also, get your Instagram page like looking good, you know, because that's where all the girls are.
That do be facts though. It do be facts though.
I heard Daryl at the club with Nick Count Mine and Opti.
Well, that was in the past. I can't wait to do it again. I have been in the club with Nick Can't Mind, and the smile on his face when he had four sets of titties rubbing his face in the titties was priceless and worth all the sats it cost me. So, yes.
I feel like Optimus is watering down this segment. Stop diluting it, dude.
Okay. Hey, slide in aggressively in as many DMs as possible.
Dude, it's Opti's fault.
Somehow, someway, it is Optimus Field's fault. We know this.
Optimus J Fields.
The J hit different, though. Okay. All right. Well, Wine, we hit an hour. I kind of have to stop it now. I need to pack up. Leaving.
We're going to read the deeps, right?
Well, yeah, you need to jump out.
I need to jump out. ZBD, if you're listening, can you please allow this app to work in certain jurisdictions? I'm not going to name which ones.
Yes, they all definitely right. Listened through an hour of complete garbage to get that tip, but we got you, ZBD. I think we are the biggest shills of ZBD possible in the Bitcoin content creation space. We've been riding with you guys for a long, long time. Vake, great question. He says, was this the infamous strip club trip during BitBlock Boom 2020? Yes, it was, in fact, the infamous strip club trip during BitBlock 2020. I forget exactly what the name was. It's slipping my mind right now what the name was of the place. But it was bussin', for real, no cap. Wine, get out of here. What are you doing? Wine, read the tips. All right, guys, I'm just waiting for Wine to read the tips. Apparently he's lost in the sauce.
I shot over my bobs to his DMs, so he might be back in like 10 minutes.
Ooh, more like 10 seconds. Actually, you guys want to hear a good joke?
I do.
While we're waiting for Wine. So apparently when you have sex, it's like you burn as much calories as running 8 miles or something. I forget what the actual calorie count is. But I've never heard of anyone burning or running 8 miles in 17 seconds. So I don't know how that math works out. All right, Wine, you bet. Wine.
Did you play this song?
No, I was waiting for you, bro.
All dude, right, that's guys. What you do when I'm freaking leaving. You play the song.
No. I need you to hear the song. I need you to hear the point where we say, why read the dips? And that's when you jump in. Let's see.
Isn't that it?
Okay. All right. Your guys' favorite part of the show. This is when we read the lightning tips via ZBD. And as you guys know, lightning simply works. So it is lightning fast. If you want to get your tips read, if you want to get your trolls
yeah,
read,
yeah. Let's
snad
go.
The snats.
Hang now. It's time for Shit Posting as a Service, brought to you by me, Labra Huddle.
Me.
And the guys at ZBD. Read off the lightning tips this week, Winekus. Wine. Read the tips.
Wine. Read the
Opti.
Tips.
We got hella tips today, Opti.
Hella tips today.
One of the worst episodes ever produced the most Bitcoin ever.
Honestly, hold on. Before we get in, Wine, I think this is like a running theme. When we give you guys actual sauce on the show, we get like one lightning tip for 500 sats. When we come out here and just give you complete garbage, we get thousands of sats. So, Wine, I think we've caught on to something here.
Dude, it's like 5,000 sats is a dollar, and it's like
thousands of sats.
Single thousands.
Imagine getting so excited for pennies, but here we are.
It's just so much more attractive. It's like 10 sats or like a fraction of a penny. It's like, dude, 10 sats, let's go.
Thousands of sats sounds way better than a dollar.
All right, Opti, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Opti, Shit Posting as a Service, brought to you by Labra Huddle, brought to you by ZBD, read by the great Winekus, the first.
Stay humble.
Tip of the day is for 5,000 sats, and it says Bitcoin Kindergarten is like a band that was popular in the 80s.
Damn,
so
dude.
We're no longer relevant, or are we like that Baja Take on Me song,
dude,
that keeps getting played?
That song do be slapping though.
Timeless.
Yeah, dude, the BK is timeless.
Tip is for 500 sats. It says stacking sats for this shit talking. That's a W.
Hold on, that's just a double horn. Yes,
we got some good tippers today. We got the clowns in ZBD world. The next tip says Opti's gas ruined BK since the first episode.
Wait, read that.
Maybe
one again.
Some
what
typo there. Typos.
Opti's gas.
I think it says Opti has ruined BK since the first episode.
Facts though.
Facts. I revived this shit, right, Opti?
Wait. Wine, you never posted the bell curve of our anchor viewers.
Oh, we'll do it.
Okay.
The next tip is for 3,000 sats. And it says, Opti spends all his lotion on jerking off, none left for his elbows.
Yo, it is no fat for life, no nut November. I just don't like how lotion feels on my skin.
Opti, the next tip is for 569 sats, and we really appreciate the 69. And it was done by our favorite robot, Mr. Robot, and he once again is talking about lesbian midgets. They ran off with my phone.
Yo, he
That's
is
a
so
5 week streak on lesbian midgets from Mr. Robot.
He is so ready for the having party. He's going to be lit on them midgets.
The next tip is for 2,000 sats. It says Bitcoin kindergarten still hasn't graduated to first grade yet.
This is true. This is true.
Never will.
Never will.
The next tip is for 500 sats, and it says Opti the peacemaker.
Opti holds a peacemaker.
But the next tip, Opti, was for 5,000 sats, a whole dollar possibly these days. And it says, if Opti is really a peacemaker, let's see him negotiate peace between Israel and Palestine. You got any ideas, Opti?
Oh, man, I don't know about that one. That one's...
Bring the leaders of both Israel and Palestine on Simply Bitcoin to do a meme review.
To do a meme review. I don't... Yeah, that's out of my pay grade. Well, how much did I get paid for that one? 500 sats? I don't know if I can
do it. That was a 5,000. That was worth it, I think.
Thousands of sats. Well, maybe I can think about it.
The next tip, Opti, is for 500 sats, and it says, happy ado day.
Happy ado day.
I do love that
tip. Wait, you know how holidays, there's like themes, you know, like Christmas, you give gifts. Thanksgiving, you eat food with your family. Valentine's Day, you get romantic. I don't know what any other holiday is. What is the theme of a do day? Does it mean for you to simp on every girl or avoid simping?
That's one of them. Just to bring cheer. It's like every other holiday. It's to make money and bring cheer.
Perfect.
We got a lot more sats going. Lightning Network does work.
It simply
And I
works.
Must say, our next tip is for 2,000 sats, and it says, all this discussion of eating is making me hungry. We talking beef?
We talking beef.
Bitcoiners love beef.
They do love beef, though.
Opti, we got 1,000 sats, and it says, I promise to donate 4 big booty Latinas to BK.
3 of them for me, well, 1 for wine.
This is the biggest show in Bitcoin as far as Mexico is concerned, right?
This is the biggest Mexican Bitcoin show on planet Earth. This is uncontentious.
Opti, 500 sats, the bare minimum, but it does say, Opti broke up Simply, then brought them together again. Bro, Opti's 5 steps ahead of you guys. Oh,
yeah, I'm playing 5D chess, fam. But on that note, though, there was people out there on Twitter saying that I showed my face and that's what broke up Simply Bitcoin. It was not my docs that broke up Simply Bitcoin. I know you guys are all... calling me your favorite e-girl, but that was not the reason for the breakup. Just want to clarify.
The face broke your screen, not the Simply Bitcoin. Yeah,
exactly. I broke the screen.
Cope.
Next tip says, it's all Opti's fault.
Somehow, some way, it is Opti's fault.
The next tip says, Sned Sats rope. Goddamn rope, motherfucker.
Yeah, fucking rope. Sned Sats, rope.
Next tip says TikTok? Huh? Gay.
Gay. Yeah.
He's a TikTok influencer now.
I haven't done it yet, but yes, I just got the rundown this morning. Check out your boy. I'm going to be doing TikToks for fuck's sake. This is what I do for Simply Bitcoin. Sheesh.
Opti, we got a 5,000 sat tip, thousands of sats
thousands.
To say, okay, it's working now. Sorry.
You're welcome.
Rope's going to take credit for that?
Yeah, that definitely was Rope. That was definitely Rope.
Yeah.
It's because we were making fun of him for it not working.
That's why you're a boy, bro. If you give us money, we show you love.
That's right. I'm a whore too, I guess.
The next tip says LFG by the boy DTG, Diogenes the Great.
Diogenes the Great. Shouts out to Diogenes the Great. If you are a Simply Bitcoin viewer, understand that he did the new numbers. He is a legend, and I hope he's going to...
Dude, Diogenes is on Bitcoin Kindergarten Mount Rushmore.
He really should be. He's an OG Bitcoin kindergartner.
All right, we got a 500 sat tip, and it says, slide into the DM like wine slides into hammocks.
No, because wine...
Hella good advice.
No, because you slide in like a sloth into the hammocks. It's not that quick.
Yeah, it's a low time preference slide.
Low time preference slide.
We got the next tip. It says, come home, Labra, please. We miss you. We sure do.
This is true. Shouts out to Labra. I hope you're out there, bro. We miss you. I hope you're... Actually, you know what? You can stay off Twitter as long as you're having a good time, but just come back home. Come back inside one time, Labra.
Bark twice if you're alive.
Bark twice if you're alive. Exactly.
The next... one says, read the deeps.
Read the deeps, wine.
The next tip says, 500 sats is how you know you are a true Bitcoiner. I like that one.
Hit the bare minimum.
You could get your message read for 5,000 sats or 500 sats. It's your choice. And the last tip of the day, unless somebody decides to send more because Lightning Network truly works and it's so fast that it'll be read by the time I'm done reading this tip. And it says, good show, LFG from DTG.
Hold on. Let's go. I got you, bro. All right, well.
And we got an old school BK legend on stage, CBC Spears. I haven't heard from this guy in a while.
I know.
What's up, guys? Holy shit. Holy shit, it's been a while. It has. What's up?
You haven't been here in a minute. How has the show changed from the past to now? What's your thoughts? We could get a live on-air review.
You've gotten better. Hey. You've been better produced. honestly, it's gotten way cooler. I like to move to Twitter. I only just started doing spaces, so I... Holy shit, guys. Opti, it's so cool to see you making this happen. You remember, like, when you started this shit? Was this your first podcast that you...
No, that you actually pushed? Yeah, this was my first thing. I did a few Bitcoin podcasts. I think, like, two or three or something like that before we did Bitcoin Kindergarten. And... we just had a friend that said, Nick, and you start a podcast. And like, all right, we'll start one next week. And it's been over 2 years now for somehow it's been this long. And it's crazy.
Oh, I should start hopping in more. You know, when the price is up, it gets noisy. It's hard to stay sane. So I like when people stop texting me whenever the price is down, so I got more time in the day. So I'm like, yeah, let me pop in. I sent you some stats, some stupid messages on YouTube.
Dude, thank you, bro. Yeah. Appreciate it. Well, you got like a real professional avatar now, so you're continuing to work in the Bitcoin space. Maybe we'll bring you on one day and you can be one of our guests.
Are we connected on LinkedIn?
Hey, don't sleep on LinkedIn, man. Like, LinkedIn is it's a bunch of weirdos trying to, you know, look professional, and then there's me who walks this weird tightrope. But yeah, hit me up, Charles Spears. I went the whole Docs route because you know. Yeah, so that's me. You can see.
Charles, where do you live?
You can call me Charlie, though.
No, I'm going to continue to call you CV Spears, bro. That feels like it's funny. I know, I know a lot of my Bitcoin friends' real names, and it feels weird when I don't call them by their like Twitter avatar name. To me, that's who you guys are. So It will always be CB. But yes, man. Hey, I've doxed myself as well. I just didn't go full name yet.
Yeah.
And keeping the last thing is the Optimus Fields pseudonym. I don't know. People like it, so it's kind
of.
I'm
a huge fan of the pseudonym. So if you want to know how big of a nerd I am, so I run these Bitcoin meetups here in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we found that there's a lot of us here in Tulsa who we all like to play tabletop games, so like Dungeons and Dragons. So we've got an all Bitcoiner D&D group, and it fucking slaps. It's been 6 months now. And let me tell you, I've managed to almost weed out all of my non-Bitcoiner friends.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's the same dream.
It's the dream, making that leap from like online to real life.
Oh, dude, I agree, bro. I've been saying that same thing. Like, I literally left my hometown. I live with Bitcoiners now. I pretty much only interact with Bitcoiners. I do have, you know, like a little string line back to my normie friends. But for the most part, it's just like Bitcoin Twitter personified in real life all day, every day. And it's fucking working out. I love it.
Hey, I mean, it's the dream. So
let's go.
Yeah, that's hit me up on LinkedIn if you want.
Why? Do you have a LinkedIn?
Yeah, I do. It's the same profile picture and everything. Okay. Also, but I have Twitter's more Bitcoin related, but I do also work in oil and gas market research. So you'll see some of that on there. Ooh. Which is weird because like that's like a big deal these days. I never thought that everybody and their dogs like, oh, we're talking about oil now. And like crew, it's like weird. Cause I've been doing this thing for a decade. Ooh, so
look at you.
Yeah.
Soft flex.
Yeah. Very well, I just never, you know, when people say like, oh, you know, I work this normie job. I want to get a job in Bitcoin. I don't know. Wait a while and it'll come to you.
Ooh.
I like that advice right there.
Yeah, that's a good way to close this one out. But yeah, CB, maybe we can bring you on. I'll have my secretary named Weinekes read out. He does all the booking.
God damn it.
Maybe he will hit you up on LinkedIn. I don't know if he has a LinkedIn, but he's.
I read my LinkedIn messages, so
yeah,
you better believe it.
Well, Wine's a real professional.
CB, what if I told you that? What if I told you I had an offer you couldn't refuse?
I'd be scared, but I listen to it. Oh yeah, you're gonna sell me S19J Pros at 20% above spot. Cause that's what everybody else is trying to do.
I got like three.
How do I put this nicely? You could tell where they're from, and they were trying to sell me, like, "Hello, sir, would you be interested in 110 terahash S19J Pros for like 30 terahash?" I'm like, "Was this fucking like June? Is it shit's like the." right now. So anyway.
Well, CB, you know, BK is a safe space, so we'll bring you back on and you can get everything off your chest.
Yeah. boys, it is good to be back in the depths of the bear market. This is where I get my energy.
All right.
So
let's go. Well, shit, it feels like the last time we were hanging out was the last bear market. So
that's fitting. What I'm saying.
It's fitting.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm
bro.
Back.
He's back. Uh-oh. Your boy's back. All right, Wine. Mr. Secretary, sir, reach out in the DMs and let's get him on here soon and we'll do like a recap. We will do a recap on how far we've come on BK and how far we are going.
I'll be the rug pulling an episode next week, but maybe in 2 weeks.
Wait, yeah, I am. Oh yeah, I forgot. I'm traveling next week. But anyways, hold on. We got a Bitcoin Beacon. He came up for a moment. Let's get him. Let's see if he's got some wisdom for this last words. But I really got to go. I got to pack up all this gear so I can get out of here in the morning. Bitcoin Beacon, good sir. How are you doing this evening? Going once. Going twice.
That's the episode.
That's the episode. All right, guys. Well, again, I say this all the time, and I genuinely mean it. I appreciate everyone that comes, hangs out with us in the spaces on YouTube. It really means a lot that you guys like to come kick it with me. You guys like to come act like idiots with Weinikus and I every Wednesday night. I was having a conversation before I came on today. I wasn't sure if we were even going to do the show. And it was one of those things like, yo, why do you even do BK still? And I was like, dude, it's our baby. We love this. We will continue to do this as long as people show up. Wine, maybe in a week or two when we come back, maybe you can show the listeners the anchor. Yes, the outro is long as fuck. We just got a 500 sats by ZBD tip. Always the longest outro.
Intros and intros are always the longest.
The longest. This is my job. So anyways, Wine will maybe 2 weeks if we don't forget. We'll bring up the anchor podcast viewer numbers. And apparently it looks like the IQ bell curve. It seems like we have peaked and we have succeeded in our job of losing all of our listeners on Bitcoin Kindergarten. The only thing we have left is nuking the account. So I think that's just the goal, Wine. Showing up and seeing how long we can go before the BK channel gets nuked. Anyway, someone just said rug pull already. I am ready to go to bed.
Rug pull.
All right. I love you guys. See you in, I think, 2 weeks. Peace out.